5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our final episode of Season 8, Radio Labyrinth, Season 8, Episode 50. That means there are only 2 weeks this year we didn't have an episode, right?
Yeah, basically.
Is that how many weeks are in a year? I've forgotten. 52. So a very special Christmas show. I had a Christmas hat, but it made me look like Mama Vicki Lawrence from Mama's Family, so I took it off.
I thought you meant Mama June from Honey Boo Boo.
No, but I do feel bad for her that she lost her daughter.
Man, that is sad. That was sad.
That poor girl. I mean, people hate on that family, but look, they used what they had and they got money from it. So who can judge, right? who can judge? I don't like that kind of television. I didn't particularly care for Honey Boo Boo, but you know what? That poor girl, man. She
was the smartest one in the entire family. She was like, "I'm out of this bullshit."
Yeah,
she refused to be part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was her name?
I can't remember her real name.
Yeah, but she had a nickname they called her something. Not Pickle, but that's Steph.
Something like that, though.
Well, anyway, rest in peace.
Sad.
I dated a girl one time who went to high school with Mama June, and I said, "What was she like to go to high school with?" And she goes, "She was exactly like she is on TV." I said, "What do you mean worse? That she was mean to everybody."
Our daughter's name was Chickadee.
Chickadee, yeah, that's what it was.
They had a really cool dad. Let's give a shout out to our Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up at any level, and you can have access to our weekly Patreon-only show. It was a banger this week, as the kids say. Talked about Abe Lincoln. We revered Abe Lincoln. And you can go find out for yourself if you have yet to listen to that. Please like, rate, and review us on Spotify, iTunes, and all that jazz. If you're on YouTube and you're watching this, share it with your friends. Let's get those viewer counts up, please. People, we need it. We need it. Subscribe and all that stuff. And like I said, share it. Say, "Hey, I like this podcast." Word of mouth is how things get spread, and same way that herpes gets spread. I do want to thank our executive producers. If you come in at the $25 level, you get a credit that we read every week. And you also get a t-shirt from our t-shirt shop and some stickers and a doodle that I'll give to you. So thank you to our producers, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. So this is our Christmas episode, right?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry. Yes.
No AI this week.
Filthy animals.
No AI video this week. So, Dustin, where's the store? And I'll tell you why after. But where? How can people find the merch shop?
Well, they can click the link below. It'll have a link directly to the merch shop, and we're still running our 10% off sale with code RLP123 at checkout, and it'll give you 10% off until the end of the year.
Very, very nice. So get somebody a nice President's Day gift. Good shop now.
Sure.
Shop now. Let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, the reason no AI video this week is because we have a special rendition of Twas the Night Before Christmas as performed by the Redbox Troll.
Twas the night before Christmas when outside of Walgreens, just one creature was grumbling because he'd just pissed his jeans. The red box was stocked with the latest Blu-rays that no one was renting. It's all streaming these days. Bad Santa was sitting up there on its shelf, untouched, next to Die Hard and Fred Claus and Elf, while I, watching Paul Blart with Gremlins up next, decided I'd go out and purchase some sex. When outside my box there arose such a clatter, I opened my trapdoor to climb down the ladder. And there on the sidewalk stood a strung-out old hooker. I reached for my wallet, though she wasn't a looker. The moon beaming bright on the street-walking whore gave her harsh face a luster that softened the sores. When what to my lustily gazing eyes should appear but a cooler with ice and 12 cans of cheap beer. With a carton of cigs unopened nearby, I knew she was ready, so I unzipped my fly. More rapid than bunnies did we do our foul deed. As I handed her money, she said, "There's no need. It's Christmas. I'm Ashley. I'm tweaking, 'tis true. Why else would I give it up to a troll such as you? To the truckers at truck stops, to the sad sacks downtown, I give them all quickies, some even two rounds." She spoke not a word and got back to her work, reviving me kindly with a jolly old jerk. And jamming her finger where the sun doesn't shine, I clenched and I quivered and I let out a whine. As she sprang to her feet, from her butt came some farts. I looked down at my crotch and saw a crop of fresh warts. And I heard her exclaim as she wiped off her shoe, "Merry Christmas, Red Box. Let's go watch Die Hard 2. Merry Christmas."
It's news, trailers, and trends with Steph.
I don't know if you guys ever stop at the Walmart over on Gresham Road in Atlanta.
Sometimes. No, I've never been there.
Well, it was a girl that was in that got some chicken nuggets from the deli there today. Mm-hmm. And she bit into one and it was a block of wood.
What?
It was a huge block of wood with blue paint on it.
Yeah.
It, like, they had battered. I'm assuming this happened at the factory, right?
Yeah, it didn't happen at the Walmart. They're not making them there. They're dumping them out of a bag.
It's a pallet. The end of the pallets are painted blue. So you can tell the chip off the end of the pallet came off about the size of a nugget. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it got deep fried. So
it had fiber in it.
So be careful if you are.
Is she going to sue?
She's going to get some Tracy Morgan money soon.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. I'm assuming this probably threw her entire bite off. I would at least try and get $25,000 worth of dental work out of it somehow. Get veneers, something like that, porcelain veneers.
I got Chinese food, and to think about it right now is making me cringe. I got Chinese food from a place in Sandy Springs once. I think Jeff and I lived together at the time. And it showed up, delivery, you know, it only takes like 30 seconds. And I bit into it. It was a staple, and it went into my filling.
Oh, please don't worry. I'm into that cavity. That nerve's already dying.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't imagine how bad that hurt.
Yeah, a bit, and it was like staple. I can think about it right now. It makes me cringe. So I immediately called the restaurant. The guy's like, "What you want?" I said, "Well, I had a staple in it." And he goes, "Yeah." I said, well, can you, bring me new food? He goes, he'll give you a discount next time. And he hung up. And so I called him back and I said, excuse me, I just bit into a staple. Now, I'm not going to make a big deal about this, but I'm not lying. I'll bring it up there. And he goes, no, bring it up. Because I'll send a new food. I'm trying not to do an Asian accent, but he was angry. And so they brought the new food and the delivery guy said, he said, I'm so sorry. He goes, that's never happened before. He was mad and he gave me the free food.
Well, at least that's what you get from ordering from Shitty Wok.
How come to Shitty Wok? You like to try shitty chicken today.
This is the same my stepdad. When I was a kid and he was on his way to work midnights at the steel mill, he stopped at Burger King, as he often did, for his nutritious dinner. And he got a whaler, back when they were called whalers, the fish sandwich. Yeah. He bit into it and there was a big hunk of a broken Coke bottle in it.
Oh.
And he was such a non-sewer. He goes inside and complains and they offered him, I think, 4 whalers. And he took them.
That night?
Yeah, yeah. And he just took the 4 whalers and went on about his business after biting into a hunk of glass.
What a deal. Did it cut his mouth?
No, he didn't get cut. I think maybe that might be the only reason why. But yeah, I wouldn't have risked eating any more whalers after that, but whatever.
I don't know. That sounds like a good deal. You're hungry and they're going to go, I'm going to give you 4 of them. It's like, all right. I didn't bite any glass.
One time my friend, my friends Bob and Doug and I, we found a mouse in our beer and we took it.
Did you go to the factory?
The Elsinore Brewery and said, hey, we found a mouse in our beer, eh? So you owe us free beer.
My mom, when I was a kid, there was this nasty market by our house, and she got a loaf of Wonder Bread from there, and she was going to eat her sandwich, and I said, oh, what is that? And it looked like an S in her bread, and it was a rat tail.
Oh!
Nice.
It had chopped off and stamped into the bread, so it was like an S. So, anyway.
Super bread.
Yeah.
So
have you guys seen Jennifer Love Hewitt lately?
Yeah. She's looking older.
No, not so much. I mean, have you seen that she doesn't even look like herself at all anymore?
She uses filters and stuff, right? Or she have surgery? Oh, she had surgery.
She's had some serious surgery, right? Serious. Yeah. She doesn't look bad, but it's not her. She looks completely fucking different.
I saw a story where today she was complaining that she was over-sexualized when she started acting, and not like when she was on that kid show, but when she was in that ghost show that Jeff watched. But, she's complaining about that, but she did FHM and Maxim and all that stuff. Those were magazines for dudes back then, and dudes were looking at her.
Well, and now she's trying to say that she's just using filters, that she didn't actually get surgery, which is the lamest excuse ever. And there's no way. So you have a filter on outside when people are looking at you through their eyes. There's a filter on our eyes.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that at all. She's had surgery. Who cares, though? I mean, you want to do that? She's one of those women that, like most women, age appropriately. You know what I mean? Like a lot of women.
It sucks. It totally sucks. But
in Hollywood, if you're a good actress or an actor, you're going to get, I'm sorry, if you're a good female actor or male actor, you will get work in Hollywood. It doesn't matter what you look like. Like Jackie Earle Haley, he's getting work, right?
Yeah, but when you've made, but that's the whole thing. It's like when you've made a career on who you are and what you look like or whatever, and then you make yourself unrecognizable, that's whenever it starts getting a little.
Mickey Rourke? That guy looks Mickey Rourke, and I'm not the one that came up with this, but he looks like the mask that Tim Robinson's wearing. And
I think you should leave.
Frank, we want to be here already.
I don't think I want to be Mickey Rourke anymore.
There you go.
I don't want to be around anymore.
I don't want to be around.
Did you know that Sydney Sweeney almost ruined Jeff's life when she was in high school?
Oh, how'd that happen?
She almost got a breast reduction.
Boob reduction.
Oh, Jeff would have hated that.
I'm not really sure what turned her around, but I think we all know that she would not have this career. She's a good actress, but there's no way she would get the shots that she's had without them jugs. Because there's just There just aren't very many. There just aren't that many women that have jugs like that that are acting.
Perfect.
Right. And it's not like she's ugly, but she does have a touch of the D. She's got a little bit of the touch of the D to the face.
As a pout.
She has a face?
The doubtful.
So I'm saying the boobs have distracted from all of that. So anyway, I'm very happy for Jeff that he can go on. We're going to talk about, I guess, the top 10 shows of 2023 and the three worst, according to Entertainment Weekly. And we'll see what you guys think about this.
By the way, I'm going into Bing Crosby mode because it's the holidays. I hope you don't mind.
Number 10, never watched an episode of this.
No, Jeff Steve either. Harvey. What network is that on?
It's on ABC/Hulu.
Oh, okay.
That's some Hawaiian outfit?
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know. Well,
it's Melikaliki Hulu.
Melikaliki Maka. I mean, wow, this gentleman, I'm looking at a picture of him. He looks like a judge. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess I want to maybe check it out.
Yeah, I bet it's funny.
It probably is because I love him on Family Feud.
I like him on Family Feud when he gets exasperated by the answers that people give.
When he's over it? Yeah. Yes. He is so funny.
It looks like some of the topics include a husband suing his wife for $500 for pain and suffering due to a pickleball injury.
Oh. Playing ball pickles out.
They were using the Radio Labyrinth pickleball set and things got out of hand.
Radio Labyrinth pickleball set was not included in this intro. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there.
Number nine. This is you and Dustin have been watching this, right? The Curse?
Yeah.
On Paramount Plus?
Yeah. You guys should watch it. It's very good. It's cringy.
Like, yeah, it's cringy. It's
kind of cringy.
Yeah.
But an evil gypsy.
Is she an evil gypsy?
No. She's a little girl.
I mean, it's good, but I don't know if I'd put it in the top 10 of the year.
Mm.
Yeah, I have not watched it yet. Number eight, Harlem. No, none of us are watching that. I'm quite sure you guys aren't either. The fact that it's about all women, you wouldn't know a rat's ass.
You know, when I go to Harlem, I go down there to pick up a nice lady and bring her back to my hotel. By the way, Amazon Prime Video, is that some sort of new TV channel?
I believe it is. It's a place where you can also buy new belts to beat your children with.
Oh, I got plenty of those.
That's why they called you Belt Crosby.
That's right. But if this is annoying you guys, I'll stop doing the voice.
Well, did you see number seven, this show called Bargain on Paramount Plus?
Mm.
It's a fast-paced fusion of body horror, disaster drama, black comedy, and psychological character study.
Oh, it's made by Manchurian.
There's quite a bit packed into this. I've never heard of it. It does sound kind of interesting, though.
Okay. I might check that one out.
This is the number six show, really. American Born Chinese on Disney Plus.
That was very good.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
I've seen the advertisement for it, never watched it.
No comment.
Yeah, why don't you leave that alone, Bing?
They help us beat the Japs.
Number five is The Bear.
Okay, there we go.
Season two of The Bear was literally the best TV of the entire year.
Yeah, it should be.
I don't agree with that, but it was.
Did you watch it? That fucking Christmas episode? The Forks?
It was intense.
Come on.
Yes, it was intense. Yes, it was intense. It was. It was just
fucking good.
I wouldn't say it was the best.
The arc with the cousin being a chef.
No, it was great. I loved it too. Yeah, no, I agree with you. It was good. I liked it. I wasn't my favorite show of the year. Because there is so much screaming on there. It's intense. I can't watch that show and relax and just chill and watch The Bear. You want to blow your brains out. It's just I can't handle it.
Yeah, you got to watch South Park afterwards or something to take your mind off of it. Yeah.
It cleanse the palate.
Mm-hmm.
And then number four, your Reservation Dogs.
That's Joe.
Final season was fantastic.
What did you say, Bing?
I didn't say a thing.
Mm. I guess you didn't. We'll just leave that alone. Number three, I think we all agree, Barry.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Definitely a number three show of the year. Number two, I definitely don't agree with. This is a show Jeff and I both were into, but I fell off of the show. I'm a Virgo. Mm-hmm. And it just, I don't know what happened for me.
I liked the first episode. It was really
good. I watched a few, but I fell out like you did. I kept saying I'll go back, but I just never did.
They lost the magic. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, they got
it's a cool concept.
It was. Yeah. They say number two. I don't agree with that at all. Number one, of course, you know I agree. Succession. Loved. Yeah. Loved. And I would say, yes, for me, 2023, Succession was my best show of the year.
I watched all four seasons this year and finally got around to getting caught up on it. Boy, did I love it. I think you're right.
Yeah, I'll watch it someday when I'm that bored.
Well, smoke some wacky tobacco, you might enjoy.
I just feel like, Jeff, there's going to be the one episode, and then that's the one that's going to get your ass. If you could just get through the first season, by the end, the last episode of that first season, you're going to be into it. Totally. 100%.
Absolutely.
And then you're just going to have to know what the hell happens after that. So anyway, we were all kind of like me about that list. It just didn't seem, I don't know. I feel like Entertainment Weekly, they are pandering. That's just my opinion. I don't know about you guys.
What are the three worst?
Oh, God. I didn't even see that part of it.
You can read them if you want me to.
Yeah, please do, Bing.
Well, the worst shows of 2023, according to Entertainment Magazine. Number three, Citadel from Amazon Prime Video. I never heard of it.
It's the guy, the British dude that used to be on Game of Thrones.
Stark.
Yeah, Rob Stark.
Number two, rehashed IP, a show like Fatal Attraction, which was terrible. Frasier, not very funny at all. That 90s show, boy, I noped out of that in a fucking hurry. Three, Eyes of the Pink Ladies, Jeff liked it. Night Court wasn't very good.
Yeah, I like Night Court.
Let's see.
That True Lies show was real bad, though. I watched every episode of that.
Is this true at the end of this paragraph? It says that this next year, Fawlty Towers, Matlock, Who's the Boss, Baywatch, and Ally McBeal.
Fawlty Towers is really coming back, though.
Who's in it?
What's his name? John Cleese.
Is in it?
Yeah.
How are they
doing it?
That show was politically incorrect as fuck. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so was Night Court, but they're going to do the same thing. They'll just candy coat it and strip everything out of it. Cleese is very, it seems like he'd be against that shit. So I'd be kind of interested to see what he did with it.
Kathy Bates is Matlock. Fuck you.
That looks pretty good, actually.
I'll watch Kathy Bates as Matlock. Yeah,
Jason Ritter's going to be in it, too. John Ritter's son.
I'll watch that.
No. If she's not Andy Griffith's daughter,
It's Kathy Bates. It's not like it's going to be bad.
I can't wait to watch it. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, definitely watch her do it. I mean, be different if they were, putting some little bimbo up there and saying, now it's Matlock. But I think she's believable.
Alyssa Milano and Tony Danza are doing Who's the Boss?
It's Samantha. Why'd you stop doing all these protests and take care of your kid?
Change my colostomy bag.
Yeah. Hey, Samantha, I shit myself.
That sounds like a Netflix thing.
Probably. Baywatch.
We need to launder some more money. Let's reboot Who's the Boss.
I can't believe that Fawlty Towers is coming back. That's probably the only one on that I would
Fawlty actually... Towers, is that like one of those shows on that Chris O'Dowd show that he had, Family Tree? Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
And his dad would watch those, Michael McKean, watch those old British. Yeah. Is that like one of the shows that they were?
Probably, yeah.
It's like a British Newhart, like in a hotel. And
A little weirder, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot weirder.
Oh, kind of. I can't remember. Do you remember any of the names of the shows, Jeff, from Family Tree, the ones that they made up?
Remember.
Oh, God, that was the best part of it. Google's most searched list of 2023. The Last of Us was the most Googled TV show of 2023.
Wow.
How did that not make the top 10 best shows?
Oh, well, they had to get the whatever shows we didn't watch in there.
I guess so. But Last of Us was pretty popular. I'm surprised that wasn't in there. Damar Hamlin was the most Googled athlete of 2023.
That makes sense. Everyone was checking on him in January.
Yeah. I'm glad. That's pretty amazing.
I'm glad. Team. He doesn't play, I don't think. Yeah. He might line up for some special teams plays and stuff. But I'm just so happy that he didn't die.
Yeah. That was a miracle, truly. Yeah. Barbie was the most Googled movie of 2023. I finally watched Barbie.
Yeah, I finally watched it too.
It's good. It's streaming on Amazon.
It was okay.
It was okay. Mm-hmm. I'm with Jeff. It was okay.
Hey.
Yeah. I mean, there was a few funny parts, but for the most part, anyway. Yeah. Jeremy Renner, I'm sure, because he got his balls torn off by a
Did that really
claw. It loses. He was the most Googled actor.
Did he really lose his junk?
Something, yeah. It was something. That it got a little chunk of it.
Castrated. He may have to have been castrated, but
that poor guy.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, erection versus life. I'll take life any day.
I feel like he's got enough money. They'll build him a bionic better one.
It'll be faster and stronger. They got the technology.
The top Googled I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Hogwarts Legacy was the most Googled game of 2023. Don't know it. Inter Miami was the most Googled sports team of 2023. Why?
Yeah.
Inter Miami. Obviously, Matthew Perry was the most Googled passing of 2023.
Yeah.
Very sad. Shakira was the most Googled musician of 2023. And I'm assuming that's because of the knife dance.
Wait a minute. How is she? Oh, more than
her legal problems. Yeah.
Oh, what kind of legal problems does she have?
She's not paying her taxes or something.
Yeah. They were going to try to put her away for like 30 years or something.
What?
Yeah, she's doing like the Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. But it wasn't accounting. It wasn't U.S. taxes. It was taxes in whatever country she's from. Right.
Who's the most Googled crooner from the 40s and 50s?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that fucking jerk.
Trending list. So what was the most trending globally in 2023? Well, surprisingly, the war in Israel and Gaza. I don't know if you guys have heard about that. That's going on. And the Titanic submarine.
Oh, yeah. The people that imploded.
Yeah. I forgot about that. God bless it. There's just, anyway. Turkey earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people died there. And then people, Damar Hamlin, Jeremy Renner, Andrew Tate. Who's Andrew Tate? I don't know.
Andrew Tate? He's a guy. He's in the blogosphere. No, he's a men's rights activist who ended up in jail in Romania. Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Biggest passings of the year, Matthew Perry, Tina Turner, Sinead O'Connor, Ken Block. Who's Ken Block? Oh, yeah. The Racer.
Oh. You know, I like that Sinead O'Connor.
What's your favorite song by Sinead? Can you sing it?
Let's see. It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I don't know the rest of the words, so I'll stop that song. No.
And Sinead are both rolling over in their graves right now.
Yeah. I thought you would have gone for Little Black Boys on Mopeds.
That's Mandinka. You know that one?
No.
Isn't that the name of the album? The Lion and the Cobra?
Wow. I think it's... why don't you just do a little Emperor's New Clothes for us? Anyway. We lost Jerry Springer this year. Did you ever meet him?
Met Jerry Springer when he was the mayor of Cincinnati. He gave me a key to the city, told me where to find all the after-hours whore.
The ones that take checks?
Oh, no, they didn't take checks. You had to pay cash in those days when the money had silver in it. Dollar coins, Eisenhower, you put 10 of those in your pocket. Wow, your wind would blow and you wouldn't fall over. That's all they took. $10. 10 silver dollars would get you 15 minutes of the best fun you ever had in your life.
Isaac, what's your favorite Christmas song,
Mr. Well, you asking me or Tim?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Oh, mine is probably Grandma Got Run Over by a Snowplow. That was the B-side to Santa Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
And it was just about a guy that was driving around drunk on Christmas Eve, and he would go through neighborhoods and plow people over. Some of them are grandmas, and even a grandpa or two. No, I'm kidding. It's, of course, Andy Williams. Anything by Andy Williams got my pecker plopped.
What's Tim's favorite?
My favorite is Christmas in Killarney. I have a lot of favorites, but right now I'm going with Christmas in Killarney, which is a Bing Crosby song that I like a lot.
How does it go? I've never heard that.
Green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open. The neighbors pay a call. And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. There you go. That's some of it.
That's nice. That's nice.
My least favorite is Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney because it's so bad.
Thanks for having a wonderful Christmas time.
That part that I hate is the boing, boing.
That's the best part.
Oh, that's the worst. Boing, boing, boing.
I hate that song too. It's terrible.
And I hate even worse than that song is the people that remake it. Like, anyway, that's my.
What about you, Dustin?
My favorite song is Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. It's probably my favorite Christmas song. With him just passing,
rest in
peace. Last couple weeks. Yeah. It's it's really good. There's a live version that's on YouTube that's amazing. My least favorite is Red Sovine's Billy's Christmas Wish.
I'll slap your face. How dare you? That's my childhood. That is my childhood.
That is the worst Christmas song ever.
It is terrible, but it has lots of meat.
There's a Santa Claus who befriends this 7-year-old homeless child that looks like he's starving. And then by the end of the song, the fucking kid dies. In the song.
I don't ever think about the kid dying. It's the same thing with Roses for Mama. You just got to go along with it.
Oh, yeah. And the bus number 2? That was his other hit that was great about the bus crash that killed Daddy. and he's not home to bring gifts for Christmas.
He had a hard life.
Come on back and talk to Dead Teddy Bear.
I just, my least favorite was Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, yeah. That is a terrible song.
That sucks. And what's your favorite?
Grammar got run over by a reindeer.
Don't believe you. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they know Christmas? We've talked about before. It is the most pandering. And thank God it's them instead of you.
That's terrible. Yeah. It was their answer to what, you know, Quincy Jones put together was.
Yeah.
Anyway, my favorite is This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. I love that song so much. It fills me with such joy. And all I got to hear is that. And I'm feeling it. And I hate with all of my soul Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Springsteen. I absolutely hate it.
Oh, you don't like it when Clarence Clemens starts saying ho, ho, ho?
It goes on and on and on.
Oh, and it's just him, just like he's in the toilet and just, I can't. It's terrible.
About the Eagles, that one's good.
Bells will be ringing. It's sad tune.
I don't like that either, but nothing. It doesn't. As soon as I hear the opening of the other one, I will fall down the stairs to get it to shut it off, whatever, wherever it's at. I don't care. It has to stop.
I used to jump out of the shower to shut the radio off if I heard something I didn't like. I don't care. It drove me nuts.
Yeah, I'm like that.
I remember our old country home. Bluebell.
Fuck off.
You can't jerk off during a Bluebell commercial.
I can. Just gave you our favorite and least favorite Christmas songs. We're about to blow your minds because Dustin found this website and we created song. You can create songs with it. So we all wrote some lyrics and sent them to Dustin, and he made these great songs for us.
Yeah, this first one is called Santa Went to Hell in Mexico, and this one was the genre was metal, and Tim wrote the lyrics to this one. So
Santa has been captured and the kids will get nothing. Stupid jolly elf, he went to Mexico, left gifts for cartel niños, but they wouldn't let him go. They butchered all the reindeer, they stripped the slave for parts, they sold the toys on eBay.
Okay,
here we go. And the kids will get no time. Stupid jolly elf, you went to Mexico. Left gifts for cartel needles, but they wouldn't let him go. They bloodshot all the reindeer, they stripped the slave on parts, they sold the toys on eBay. All right, the next one is titled, this one's also from Tim, it was titled Jesus Kid from the Stables.
No, that's not what I called it, but the AI titled it that.
And it's in the pop genre. And the lyrics are, Jesus, Jesus, he's no longer just a fetus, born in a manger next to an ass, told the three wise men, I'd rather have cash. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. The news dad, born in a manger next to an ass, told the three wise men, I'd rather have cash. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Born in the manger, next to an ass, told the three wise men, I'd rather have cash. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Nice.
What the fuck was going on at the beginning? It was like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, the AI, like, it's weird. Sometimes it'll build up to it, so it'll take a while before it kicks in, and sometimes it'll space the words really far apart. I have no idea why. But this next one, Steph, she wrote a prompt. Now, the prompt was, hair metal, Rudolph gets laid off and uses his nose to start a new red light district in Atlanta, eventually becoming the most prominent reindeer pimp in the city.
I like that.
All right, and then this song's called Neon Nights in Reindeer City.
That one has to go on TikTok because that's great.
That's jam. Yeah.
God. That was more of an Alice Cooper-ish kind.
It did have that vibe. We got to call the show Neon Nights in Reindeer City, please.
Okay. That'll be it. The next one is from Tim. This one is was a trap song that he wanted to do, and they titled it Big Sexy Santa Coming to You. And there's two of these, too. That's the first one. Hey, open your gun, I'll be loading my gun, load this my marijuana, let me know if you wanna lick on my big candy cane, then give me that good brain, let me come down your chimney, the best gift you can give me, ain't got time for that bullshit, I'm a nothing but then I'll split, girl you know I'll be walking, wipe your face with my stock. That's the first one. The second one, I like this one better. Your Christmas Eve gonna be loading my gun, yo, that's my marijuana. Let me know if you wanna lick on my big candy cane and give me that good brain. Let me come down your chimney, the best gift you can give me. Ain't got time for the bullshit, I'm a nothing but then I'll split. Girl, you know I'll be walking, wipe your face from my stocking.
All right.
That was good. Let's see. Next one.
This is what they're doing now. I truly believe that everything we're hearing on the radio now that's garbage, it's just AI. There's not even people doing this anymore.
I agree. Let's see. This next one is titled, it's from Tim, it's titled Christmas with My Baby. This genre, I tried to do Beach Boys, but I had to put it in as California beach rock.
Okay.
And here's what we got. Christmas with my baby. We're gonna have blast, cause it'll be the first time I put it in a rest. She said it makes her squint when a stocking gets stuffed. She said that does hurt. Do it faster, do it rough.
Her squint when a stocky gets stuff. She said that does hurt. Do it faster, do it rough. Christmas with my baby. It really was so nifty, cause we both had a good time. And New Year's Eve she gets to fifth me.
Like I said, it adds in bridges and like
that. Bizarre.
It's so bizarre. Couldn't get out without the red box getting some time here. So mm-hmm. I did two. I did one that was country and one that was metal. Mm. Let's do the country.
Point, like the best.
Huh? Well, like the what? Best. Let's do the metal one.
All right. My neck hurt. Crashing. That was Justin, that was fun, man.
Yeah.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed it.
I did. Yeah.
Sure. It was good.
Jeff, you look like you hate it every minute.
No, those are good.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is don't read the comment cards.
I came here to talk to someone about this, get some perspective. Turns out I can just read the fucking YouTube comments.
Here's some notes from the radios, radio comments. We dial in and we tune into your comments into your radios. Terry Fuller says, came here to check. My Saturday routine has been effed. Thanks a lot, guys. No, but thank you for the update. Yeah, Dustin had computer problems last week.
I was singing 5 seconds ago, Tim singing about fisting, and now he won't say fucked.
Oh, I read what she wrote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had some YouTube issues last week, but I had those rectified, so it shouldn't be a problem, as I knock on wood.
From the Patreon video, Roby says, I could not stand my mom's perfume. It was so strong, I could taste it. To this day, I hate perfume that smells like flowers, especially lavender and lilac. Now the perfume my first girlfriend wore, I loved. And if it were that smell, and if I smell that scent, it takes me back to some great memories.
Yeah, I think they were talking about the soap and cookies for Jeff last week. Yeah.
And on our YouTube video, Roby wrote, every time somebody mentions pickleball, I'm watching Steph's face to see if she's thinking of a different pickleball. And this is also in regards to Steph. He wrote, I never even noticed the nipples. No,
it wasn't a troll.
You stupid red box. Crap. Enough. Enough of you.
I'm sorry.
Not enough.
Trambles will be out on Christmas Day. I'm doing a Trambles episode. I'm up to, this will be the fourth, number four. Yeah, managing to get through the entire thing. And also tonight on the podcast, Lakeith Stanfield and James Samuel come on to talk about their new movie that comes out in January, The Book of Clarence. Hey, we want to thank our two big sponsors who've been with us for a number of years, Mike Hall and Atlanta Pizza in Gyro. Thank you to Mike. Thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Euro and everyone at the restaurant. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is setting in for a nice winter season with over 40 beers in cans and bottles and 16 beers on tap with a focus on local Georgia and Southeastern craft beers. They really have a great selection of beers to complement your delicious pizza, which is very, very good. I had pizza the other day and I was like, I wish this was Atlanta Pizza in Euro. I almost wanted to drive there, but it was 10 o'clock at night. This is coming from Mike and Atlanta Pizza in Euro. They want to help thank all the radios for listening to this podcast. So if you stop by over the holidays and New Year's and mention you heard about Atlanta Pizza in Euro on Radio Labyrinth, you will get a free dessert, which is very generous and very nice. So go there. You can't pass up free dessert. Take the kids. The food truck is taking a short break after mid-December, and that'll go through February due to the winter weather. But there's always exceptions. And if you're interested in a specific date, just contact Mike Hall at 770-483-6228. They are open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday from 12 to 9, and closed on Sunday so families can people can spend time with their families. So, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005. They have a fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Yeah, last week would have been Carol and the End of the World, which is a new Netflix animated series. It's Martha Kelly from Baskets. She's the main character. It's pretty funny. I watched the first one. She's always awesome.
I couldn't watch her parents. I get when her parents.
Yeah, when her parents are nudists. I thought it was funny.
No, it was. It was funny.
Yeah. And a Reacher, which I watched the first three. Great. Season two.
But I haven't watched any of the new ones, but that first season was good.
So. Yeah, season two is just as good. And then they had the 90th birthday party for Willie Nelson that they recorded back, I guess, in April at the Hollywood Bowl.
Cool.
That was really good. His son came out. I've never seen his son before.
Met his dog. Sounds just like him.
Yeah, he looks and sounds like him. That's really good, though. And then this week... Maestro, the Bradley Cooper, Leonard Bernstein biopic comes out on Netflix.
That's on Netflix already?
Yeah.
It was straight to Netflix.
Okay.
I'll use it. Looks
good. Yeah, I'm going to view it.
Views that one. Good.
And then that Percy Jackson and the Olympians series starts on Disney Plus.
Are they connecting these with the movies? Or
I don't know. That's what I'm curious about. I like the movies because of Alexandra Daddario, but I don't know much about the story or anything. I'm probably going to check it out, though.
Yeah, I'll give it a views.
Yeah, and then Gary Goldman's special comes out on Max on the 21st.
Oh, I'll watch that.
Born on Third Base. Yeah, he's always hilarious. Yeah,
he's funny.
I'm glad he's continued to get better.
Yeah.
I was scared, after he did that last one, we weren't going to see him again for a long, long time.
All right, guys. Everybody have a merry, 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 merry Christmas. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, then have a very, 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 very happy New Year, okay? We will be back in 2024 with new episodes, more fun and hijinks. Dustin, I really like that bit that we put together. So more of that, if we can. And Steph, to save you from having to endure the voice live, most of the Radio Labyrinth Redbox Troll will be pre-recorded on video.
I appreciate that. It's your Christmas gift to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Steph, what's going on in Parkville before we leave?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't think they're doing it. No, nothing this weekend. But if you can, please donate if you can, or foster, or go to barkvilledogrescue.org. We could really use your help right now. Yeah, so
got that extra Christmas money laying around.
Yeah. Whatever you got, $5, $10, and we'll take any of it. So yeah, that'd be great if you could do that. I appreciate everybody that has always helped out all year long. We got some folks in here that forever are doing, and Chris Chandler, man, he's actually out there fostering. He's had I just can't believe it. So anyway, I'm very grateful for that.
How much they do for Barkville. That's really cool.
BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Woof.
Woof. Woof. All right. Until next year, keep it canon.